hailing from parts unknown at a combined weight of 501 pounds. They are the Morning Rush Hour World Tag Team Champions. They have no fear, no back down, just a couple of gutsy guys. No one will take those MRH World Tag titles from these men. It's Taz, it's the Moose, illustrious champions, right here every day on CBS Sports Radio.
You know it's every day, Moose and Taz be paving the way. Talking about every sport, you know that they never missing a play. From the NBA to the NFL, the college games, they always bringing the knowledge, nobody ever can try to go stop it. Only we talking the truth, only we talking the truth, ayy.
All right, Taz of the Moose with you right here on CBS Sports Radio. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. 855-212-4CBS. That is your number to call, 855-212-4227.
Attention hotline fans.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line brought to you by our friends at Geico. Great news, quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, 15 minutes. Could save you 15% or more on your car insurance.
Okay, sir, before we get into campgrounds, okay, we have to go camping here in the NFL.
Correct.
This is probably the last one we're doing.
It is.
We have to give an update to our listening audience because the threat has been, obviously, let's be honest, the fantasy football. Taz and Moose Fantasy Football League. It's not cutting time, okay? And so we're gonna give an opportunity to fans, as we discussed in the last segment, and people have been sending tweets and audio in. Your deadline has ended. Darren Zook, Zookie as we call him, an update man here. You know Zook longer than I know him, Moose.
Yep.
He was offered to be in this. He was supposed to be in it as part of someone who's part of the show.
Correct.
He missed his deadline.
Correct.
He is out, Moose, as you know. You and I have decided he is out.
He's out.
He's out. Okay? He missed his deadline. Zook.
Billy.
Billy's in.
Billy G is in.
Billy, congratulations, Bill.
Thanks, guys. Thank you to both of you.
Good job. It's the best.
So Billy's in.
The no play from Billy.
He's the man.
That is the best right there.
Why did we not have Billy from jump?
We should have had Billy from jump. I agree with you. I agree.
Bill, are you offended? Like you're a contingency plan?
No, I forgive you.
You forgive me?
I forgive you. I'll get over it.
He's like, because normally you're a very confrontational guy.
Now, before we get to the campgrounds, here's the other things. Once, top of the 8 o'clock hour, we pick our two listeners. We reveal the final five, the last five, right? That are in, the five finalists that are going to be competing for the top two. We'll make a decision. They'll be announced in an hour from now, a tad over an hour from now, 70 minutes from now. You'll find out if you're one of the five finalists, whether or not you're in the Taz of the Moose Fantasy Football League. Draft is Tuesday night, 6 o'clock Eastern time. Now, how do we do the draft order, Taz?
Oh, man. I well,
now, Besegler, are you working Monday morning?
I will not be here Monday.
Okay. Taz, you will be here.
Of course. I always work. I'm always here.
I mean, a Bogish might be here. Who knows whether or not he decides to work, right?
Can't speak for him.
That's one way to put it. Yeah, I guess. But no, so how did we do it last year? You want to do like leg wrestle?
Well, no. My point being is what we could do is on you guys could do on Monday morning, we pick that we have the 12 teams, the 12 names, put the 12 names in a hat, and you guys draw it for the draft order.
I don't like the hat thing.
Or, what else would we like to do?
I'm not good at the hat thing, bro.
I mean, we're not going to be able to wrestle for it, Taz.
I know, but I thought maybe something a little bit more competitive to get the draft order.
Like what? Rock, paper, scissors?
Verbal bobbing, something. I don't know, physical, something.
No?
No?
Well, it's either that or you just have the computer do it.
That's how we did it last year, right? That kind of sucks. You're right.
Or something based on loosely, because there's new people in the league on the standings last year, and you could reverse everything, but again, we have new people.
No, I don't like that because it's not a keeper league. I don't like that. It's not a keeper league.
I will make sure.
And I would have the number one overall pick.
Right.
That's easy over there.
It's okay. Sorry. No, my mic was on.
Easy over there. Jeez.
It's all good, bro.
There's no windows and there's no fans. I mean,
can't get nothing by the Moose.
I mean, oh my God, dude. Jeez.
Sorry, bro. Sorry.
Coming through the speakers.
It's a bad move, by the
way.
Bad move.
I mean, that
Bush
is.
League amateur move. I
that
know.
Is that is awful.
I apologize. Bad on a Friday.
Oh.
Bad. The segment just started. Get the spray. Hold on. Mike. All right.
There's no spray.
Yeah, there's no spray. There's nothing here.
If you leave anything in here, it's gone.
who steals Lysol? Well, I mean, people. Really? So here's the thing. Okay, I apologize. That's a bad one. It's bad by me, I know. So here's the thing. I will do what you said. You are correct. If Andrew's here, Andrew is working Monday.
Andrew's working.
So Andrew and I will do it. I'll make sure. Andrew was?
No, he's scheduled off.
Today. Oh, he was scheduled off.
Yeah, playing a football game tomorrow.
Scheduled off today.
Oh. I'm
a football game tomorrow, so he's got to miss today.
Okay. I said, I'll see you tomorrow yesterday, and he said, all right, see you tomorrow.
Well, yeah, that's on him.
Yeah, that's just
maybe
he
forgot
is.
He was off.
Yeah, he don't like us anyway.
He forgets off days?
Maybe.
Excuse me. So, here's the thing. I'm going to make sure I bring a hat with me.
Well, you wear a hat every day.
True. And then what we'll do is, who's gonna write the names? You're not in. Mike's not going to be here. How are we going to do the names in a hat?
Well, Billy, are you working Monday?
I'm not working Monday.
Good for you, Billy. Enjoy Labor Day. Well-deserved day off.
No, none of you people work. You're all lazy ass.
I'm very lazy.
Put the names in a hat, and we'll just draw them on Monday. You guys draw them on Monday.
Now I got to write the...
I can write them
today. It's got to be on the straight and narrow here.
Oh, Moose, what is that implication?
No.
Come on,
we don't have video. I do not want to see number one overall pick Taz, number two overall pick Andrew Bogish.
All right, listen, just to be fair.
The 12th selection, Mark Malusis.
Mark Malusis.
That would be funny if that happened.
It does have to be.
All right, we'll video it.
Yeah, we do need this to be legit.
I don't blame him. There's no trust, and I respect that. So listen, Mike, who's running the board? Who's producing the show like Monday?
I'm not sure who's running the board right now.
Mike's on top
James,
of it.
But James is in on to produce.
James was the gentleman with the hair. No more hair.
Yeah, he cut his hair.
Now he's got the porn stash.
Yeah, he does. What is the story going on?
He cut his hair and he's got the porn mustache.
Well, yeah, he's getting into porn.
Well, that's seg two on Monday. We'll have that convo.
I'm just kidding.
So, he looks really different with the hair.
Don't tell everyone that he's in pornography.
Oh, he's not in adult films?
Weover's just searching. Pornhub.
Okay. So we will put the name. Andrew and I will put the names in the hat.
Yes, correct.
Now we have to. Do we have to video writing the names down? Too?
No. Just put no, because you're gonna. It's gonna go 1 through 12, so it's gonna be easy.
But will we have time, Andrew and I, during a break to do this, or we should do this during a segment?
No,
in your opinion?
Whatever. However, you
creatively,
like to do
what
it.
Do you? What would you do?
Creatively, I think you do it on the air.
Wow. Public consumption. Pull the curtain back. I like it, Moose. Good point.
I think you do.
All right, that's seg three.
All right.
Okay, good.
Nice.
So, going through all the segments. We got it all done. We got James seg two, opening sports segment seg one. We got the reveal on the name seg three, and then we got one more segment.
Nice. So that's going to happen for your way Monday. So here's what you need to know. Taz and the Moose Fantasy Football League draft is Tuesday night. The last two combatants will be announced from our listening audience at the top of the next hour. And then the draft order on Labor Day morning, be locked in listening. The draft order will be gone through 1 through 12 for the next night's draft. All right.
And last thing on this, until we talk about it in a little while, maybe we should do this. Let's open the phone lines. If people want to call for one last-ditch effort.
To be part of the finalists?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Live Audio Jones, 855-212-4227.
You want to work your way in via the back door?
Yeah. Just full, straight forge ahead. Got to get through. You know, you call up the show, and then you try to get over with us and just tell us why.
Right. I respect that.
You want to be in our fantasy league, and we still haven't discussed what the prize will be for the winner.
No, that'll be, we can announce that on Tuesday morning. Play it out a little bit.
I could have been seg four on Monday for me. Oh. But all right, no.
Well, you guys could decide on Monday then.
7 o'clock.
I'm only co-host of the show, but yes.
I know, but still, your name's in the show, so that's fine.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So we know, we always mention you.
We'll play some music when we do.
I'll play a music bed under
very
it.
Respectful right there.
No, you
appreciate
know what I mean.
That.
We'll pull the music. We'll play a music bed. We'll pull the names. All right, thank you. Who's going for? It's Mikey B.
Then you get the Dion laugh.
Yeah, that'll be in there. Oh, yes, the Dion laugh. The Dion laugh will be in there.
Yeah!
Of course.
Yeah.
You got it all. Whatever you need, Moose. It's like a candy store up in this.
Right. 12. Right. The Moose. Mark Malusis.
Mark Malusis is number 12.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's sad.
Wow, how'd that happen? Yeah, I don't know.
All right, here we go. Here's the campgrounds. Best open ever.
Pork beans jokes.
Time to go camping, boys and girls. Who better to go sit around the campfire and spitball some football, eat some pork beans, brisket, and throw back some cold ones than with Taz and the Moose? It's Taz and the Moose. just talking away. It's all you ever heard, talking smack since the day they was born. It's Taz and the Moose, just talking away. It's all you ever heard, talking smack since the day they was born.
All right, Jimmy Garoppolo has not exactly impressed during the course of the preseason. Has thrown a number of interceptions, but he will be the starter opening week for Shanahan and the San Francisco 49ers. Here's Garoppolo reasoning why he threw those picks. Take a listen.
Still being preseason, or in practice, you try things like that. During a real game, you wouldn't, make that throw or that decision specifically. But there's a trust factor between quarterback and whether it's receiver, tight end, running back, whoever's catching the ball. And just the more you try those things, you see who's going to make the play for you in the crucial situation. Yeah. And, if you put it in a good spot for them to make a play, you expect them to make a play, and they expect you to give them a chance to make the play. So I think it works both ways. Just, them trusting me, me trusting them, and just we were saying before, that comes with reps.
All right, so basically Jimmy Garoppolo is telling you is that he's decided to do things that he'll never do in the regular season, in the preseason, just for kind of like, let's see
just
what
try this out, like a street ball.
Right.
You're hanging out with your friends, hanging out in the park. I know, it's ridiculous, Moose. It really is.
Whatever helps you sleep at night. I mean, he's looked terrible. We talked about that earlier on in the preseason, Taz. Remember that game against the Broncos where he looked downright dreadful? He even had one interception that went in the defensive back's hands that was dropped. That to me makes no sense. Guy making a team, trying to make a team, you're going to go to the coaching staff, do something to him, and be like, hey, guys, I just tried to,
try something new. What the hell? It's only preseason.
It's only, what does this matter? It doesn't really matter. There's no impact here. I decided to go on my own.
I know. His explanation is ridiculous. I just say you just didn't play good. Just say you're just trying to get back on the ground. Really. To allude to the fact of that, just trying stuff out.
It's terrible, and I think he's trying to make it right in his head, but we'll see what he does in the regular season. How about Cowboys owner Jerry Jones? Here he is. Well, the topic that just will not go away. We'll go back-to-back here, Billy. Here's him talking about Zeke.
I'm operating as though right now it's going to be regular season games. My entire expectation for what we're putting together as a team right now would anticipate with him holding out and not having laid any training camp that he's going to miss preseason, that he's going to miss games.
So Jerry Jones is of the understanding and belief that, Tony Pollard will probably be your week one starting running back for the Dallas Cowboys. But, he said it the other day at that Cowboys luncheon, right? He wants it for the dog days of the season, wants them fresh as a daisy come playoff time in the National Football League. Here's the one thing I'd let Jerry know. You need Ezekiel Elliott to make it to the playoffs.
Yeah, I know you do immensely. And you need Ezekiel Elliott to make your quarterback play better in general. So, Mr. Jones and family and everyone in charge of the Dallas Cowboys, get this guy signed so your fan base, which is loyal and loves you worldwide, so they don't have to freak out by week three when you guys are not efficiently offensively are not efficient, So they got to get him. They got to get him locked in, Moose. They really do. Seriously.
Let's head down to South Beach and the Miami Dolphins next, as they have reportedly made it official. Something that probably a lot of people thought was going to happen, but Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to be the opening week starter for the Miami Dolphins, and he beats out Josh Rosen for that starting quarterback job down in Miami. Here's what I would say about this. I'm not telling you that Rosen definitely had to win the job. However, Miami's not going to be a good team this year, right?
Right.
When you look at them, when you look at the roster, new head coach stepping in, they're not going to be a particularly good team. They don't have a franchise quarterback for the future. Not yet. Rosen's still got to prove himself. Wouldn't you use this year, if you're Brian Flores, wouldn't you use this year to find out everything you possibly about Josh Rosen, who started last year in Arizona? It has gotten a little bit better, understand that Dolphins offense, obviously, as the preseason and training camp has gone along. Has looked a lot better under center, making some of the throws and the decisions as well, Taz. Why do you need to see Ryan Fitzpatrick at quarterback for Miami? Don't we know what Fitz is?
Dude, I'm with you, man. I'm with you. You got to take Rosen and you got to throw him right in the pit here and let him go, man. Just let him learn. Let him make mistakes. Let him do well. Let him get his confidence. Let him have some downfalls. Just get him reps, live reps, in a real game from jump, build this kid's confidence. Seriously, I mean, what, Fitzpatrick's been on, I think, every team in the NFL at some point. Journeyman, he is a journeyman. He is the journeyman. So I wouldn't have done this. Look, we're not in camp. We don't know who's playing well. But you're right. They're not going to be a good team. I hate to say it like that. I know you hate to say it like that, but it's a fact. They're not. If they are, I mean,
I'd be absolutely stunned.
Me too. They're I'd just not. Stunned. I mean, they got a couple of handful of good players on the team, but it's not enough to win. There's no energy at all coming out of Miami.
No.
Nothing. Like, look, he's a new coach. Freddie Kitchens is a new coach with the Browns. What a totally different energy. I understand the whole Beckham's there and Mayfield. I got it with the Browns. But I'm just saying there's a certain energy. I'm not a big Freddie Kitchens fan, but there's a certain energy there.
Not,
this guy, it's not. It's like, you're a Belichick guy. What are you? What are you doing? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
a little militant.
Right.
You know, that's what kind of like carry out the marching orders. And, you know, maybe that's the case of what they needed, Taz. But, no, there is not that energy coming out of Miami. And the other report down in Miami is this. As Jadeveon Clowney, reportedly there are five teams that have had conversations with the Texans about trying to trade for Jadeveon Clowney. We know Miami being one of those. They perceive themselves as being the front runners. The Houston Texans want Laremy Tunsil from the Miami Dolphins. There was a report yesterday out of South Beach that there would be a legit revolt in that locker room down in Miami because of how well-liked Laremy Tunsil is.
Right.
That if they decided to trade Laremy Tunsil, that they would have issues in that locker room.
Yeah, and he's a hell of a left tackle. And by the way, not to bring it up, but you remember when this kid got drafted, you remember what happened?
Yeah.
That video came out of him.
The Bong gas
mask. Jones. Right. Yeah. And
which
and
was a look.
It was, it's one way to put it. Well, yeah, and the kid, you know, it was a look. He bounced back from that. But, you know, it's I got to say, unfortunately for me, when I hear his name, I do think that. I hate to judge him like that, but it's unfair, but. That's the problem, like when stuff jumps out like that on social media. But, yeah, he's a hell of a player, and he's loved on that team.
He is.
You know, so it's, So if they got rid of him and the Lachman would revolt, that's heavy.
That is. Let's head to New York and the Giants, shall we? Here he is, their head coach, Pat Shurmur, talking about Daniel Jones, who's impressed in the preseason.
You know, once the season starts, he's going to prepare like he's going to be the starter and be prepared to go in there when we need him. And so I don't think of any of them on the side. If you're on the 53, and certainly if you're on the 46 and you're out there ready to roll, you got to be ready to play.
Yeah, you do. How about Jones on his preseason performance?
Kind of thinking about going into the game, I think was pretty similar, and just tried to make sure I was, you know, in a position to move the ball and know what we were doing on offense. I thought we did some good things. I thought we were able to move the ball, and Golden ran a few really nice routes. Good to find him and did a good job up front, and you know, I thought we executed pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, it's different tone of voice, but it sounds very, very much like Eli Manning. Yeah. They are basically like twins.
Similar
separated by like 16 years, but they're very, very similar, Taz. He's looked good. He's looked the part. And if you're a Giant fan, that's all you need to know. Not saying that he's going to be a superstar in the league, Taz. Not saying that when it's the regular season, we all know is, as you know very well, you know, the game's a lot quicker in the regular season than what you see in the preseason. But in the preseason, he's looked good. And that's all you need to know. The early impressions from Daniel Jones have been good.
Yeah, it has. It has been good. I was actually watching that Clemson Tech game, and then I saw the crawl on the bottom. I wasn't watching the Giant game, and it came on there that said touchdown, and I'm like, this is going to be Daniel Jones. He threw a touchdown. Sure enough, it was. It said D. Jones. I'm like, yeah, this. I do think this kid's future is very bright with the Giants. I think it's definitely he's going to be the guy for the Giants sooner rather than later. I think he's going to be the starter. I don't know what I predicted it, whatever it was, week four, week five, something like that. Unless they're winning, but I don't think they're going to. And I think that Jones will be the starter by week four or five.
Final stop in the final campgrounds, Taz, is Cleveland and the Browns. So we know Kareem Hunt is going to be serving a suspension. And when he comes back to Cleveland and playing with the Browns, I don't believe he can't be with the organization as well during his suspension. He's also going to be coming off a sports hernia surgery, which is, you've gone through a number of surgeries, a pretty significant surgery, right?
Yeah, I've never had that, but I know someone who did. Yeah, it is. You know, it's, you know, as you can imagine, it's in an area of someone's body that takes a little time to recover from, right. You know. And this guy, his legs are vital to what he does for a living. So you're running. So in that area of your groin, high groin Jones there, not fun. I would think that's going to take a little time to recover from that.
Yeah, so he's going to be recovering from that. He'll be with the Browns midway part of the year when he's back in the fold out in Cleveland after getting cut by Kansas City last year. We all know that ugly situation. But Kareem Hunt was announced yesterday going to be undergoing sports hernias.
And the awesome thing is a lot of people are calling the show right now that want to one last ditch effort to be in the Taz and the Moose Fantasy Football League. Call the show, and you could just basically, you know, tell us why. Give us some passion. Give us something creative. Tell us why you deserve to be in. Because if you didn't make the final cut, the five that we announced earlier, you got one last shot. The phone lines are going crazy, Moose. I know that. It's nonstop. Mikey B's going crazy back there with his team.
So one last mad rush.
One last mad rush. Everybody's calling 855-212-4227.
Why do you want to be a part of the Taz and the Moose Fantasy Football League? The time is now. You want a last-ditch effort? Here it is. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Good stuff with the campgrounds. And that's the final edition of the campgrounds here on Taz and the Moose. Because next time Taz and I are both together, next Tuesday morning, it's going to be NFL week leading up to week one of the regular season. But the time now, hop online, 855-212-4227. You want to be part of the Fantasy Football League, give us a ring.
Well, support for Taz and the Moose comes from Manscaped. Number one in men's below-the-belt grooming, Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Actually, our update anchor today, John Fast, was telling me he loves Manscaped. So that's why Manscaped has redesigned its electric trimmer. Their Lawnmower 2.0 has a proprietary skin-safe technology, so this trimmer won't nick or snag, which is never fun. So manscaping accents are finally a thing of the past. And don't use the same trimmer, by the way, on your face that you use down there. That's just straight up disgusting and nasty. Manscaped also has the crop preserver and the anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. That's always fun. You already put deodorant on your armpits. Well, hell, why not put deodorant on the smelliest part of your body? Here's the best part, savings. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Taz at manscaped.com. Always use the right tools for the job. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code TAZ at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code Taz.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
This Sunday, stakes are high, starting with the finals of the 2019 Tai Chi Palace World's Strongest Man, presented by Rogue, followed by Lucas Oil Off-Road Racing. Then it's off to Los Angeles, where one team puts their stamp on the season and raises the trophy as the Big Three Basketball Championship, only this weekend on CBS. 855-212-4227. You want to get into the Taz of the Moose Fantasy Football League? This is your last-ditch effort, last-shot effort. Plead, beg, implore. 8 o'clock, we announce the two winners from our vast listening audience of who will join the 10 affiliated with the show. Billy, a last-minute addition as well. Yeah. So he's part of the 10. It's going to be a 12-team league. Draft is Tuesday night at 6. John is in for Bogus this morning with your updates. What's going on, Johnny?
Well, guys, Clemson opened up defense of its national title last night. 42-14, the final against Georgia Tech. Travis Etienne ran 12 times for 205 yards and 3 touchdowns, including a 90-yarder. Trevor Lawrence threw a pair of first-half interceptions. He was 13 of 23 for 168 yards, touchdown pass and a touchdown run. But on one of those picks, he chased down Tech defender Trace Willing and pushed him out of bounds at the 3. The Tigers defense kept the Yellow Jackets out of the end zone, and Dabo Swinney says a play like that, just one of the many reasons why Lawrence is so revered by his teammates.
Turnovers and penalties, things that we got to clean up and work. We ended up plus one in the turn of the margin, but I will tell you this. If you want to know what Trevor Lawrence is made of, just go back to that interception. We talk about setting the tone for the team and setting the tone for a goal-line stand.
And the Tigers with a huge game next weekend at home against 12th-ranked Texas A&M. The Aggies had no trouble with Texas State last night, 41-7. Number 17, Central Florida blew out Florida A&M 62-0. And in the 100th edition of the Holy War, Utah relying on its defense to get things done.
Wilson, play action, pressure off the edge. Looking to throw, stepping, throwing, intercepted. It's picked off in the flat. That's Francis Bernard, 25-20, 15, 10-5, and it's a touchdown. It's a house call for Bernard, 57 yards, and a Utah touchdown.
Bill Riley on the Utah Radio Network, the 14th-ranked Utes, also got a 39-yard pick six from Julian Blackman as they knocked off BYU 30-12. From the NFL, Dolphins coach Brian Flores said Ryan Fitzpatrick will be the team's starting quarterback when they open up next weekend at home against the Ravens.
Naturally.
You didn't think Josh Rosen?
No, I'm being
sarcasm.
Sarcastic.
We do a lot out here, John.
Oh, I understand.
Plethora of sarcasm here on the show. That's what we do.
Poor Josh Rosen.
I know. He should be the starter.
He should be.
Yeah, agreed.
It's the beard. That's what it is. For Fitz. Bills traded starting guard Wyatt Teller and a future 7th-round pick to the Browns for a 5th and 6th-round pick. And after the Cowboys wrapped up their preseason last night against the Bucks, owner Jerry Jones admitted it's likely his team will be forced to start the season without Ezekiel Elliott, who's holding out for an extension with 2 years remaining on his rookie contract. On the baseball scoreboard, the Diamondbacks took down the Dodgers 11-5. Eduardo Escobar hit his 30th home run as Hyunjin Ryu got hit hard for the third straight start. He's 0-3 during that stretch with an ERA over 11. That's a guy who, you know, 2 weeks ago his ERA was 1.6 or something. Mm. The Cubs completed a 3-game sweep of the Mets, 4-1 the final at Citi Field. Victor Caratini homered twice. He had a tie-breaking 3-run shot off Jacob DeGrom in the 7th. So in the National League, Cardinals lead the Cubs by a game and a half in the Central. The Cubs, though, currently in the 2nd wild card spot. They're 2.5 games in front of the Phillies, 4 games in front of the Brewers, 4.5 games in front of the D-backs, and 5 games ahead of the Mets. In the American League, the Twins won their 5th straight 10-5 over the White Sox. 3 more home runs for Minnesota, who broke the Major League record for road home runs in a season with 141. And now with 261 on the year, they're just 6 shy of the record set last year by the Yankees. Indians improved to 15-1 this season against the Tigers with a 2-0 win in Detroit. Rays clipped the Astros 9-8. A's edged the Royals 9-8. And at the U.S. Open, Coco Gauff, Naomi Osaka, Carolina Pliskova, and John Isner all advanced to the 3rd round, guys.
All right. Thank you, John. We appreciate that. So 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. We've got college picks coming up later on this hour. We're going to talk a little college football. Tommy Bowden will join us a little later on in the program as well. But now it's you. Last ditch effort to get yourself into the Taz and the Moose Fantasy Football League. We hit the busy phones.
Yes, we're going down to Houston, Texas. We're going to talk to Speakerphone Jones. Man, Speakerphone Phone Jones, you are all the Taz and the Moose. This is your second shot. Yeah, what's going on, dude?
Hashtag we over, guys.
Okay, yes, sir.
So
got
I'm sitting here in a dark living room, minus the oscillating fan, up every morning, listening to Taz and the Moose for the like I have been for the last 20 months. Mm. You look at my Twitter feed, no one supports the show like I do. Not only do I support the show, but I support everything that's adjacent to the phone. Basketball drives, the Taz show, Moose's betting ventures, and SNY appearances. On top of that, I've got the support of the hashtag WeOverNation. If you look at my post, you can see the retweets and the likes of fans like Lean Mean, the Chan Man, Cassandra Kelly, the Kingsman, all want to see me in this league because they know I'm going to be competitive. They know I'm going to take down that Mark Bellotti, and they know that I work just as hard as anyone else calling in the show who says, oh, you know, I work really hard, and this would be part of my great life. You're darn right. It would be a great part of my life, too. I've sat there. I've had Muslim base me on the air. I've had Taslan base me on the air. I've had Mikey B leave me on hold to the end of the show and not be able to get on the show. And next day, I'm back supporting the show every day.
Wow.
I am the super fan, and I deserve to be in this league.
Wow. Speakerphone, that's strong.
It's heavy, man. I mean, he, the best part was he buried Bellotti.
He did bury
Bellotti. That was hysterical.
But
he called him a mock.
He poked fun at everybody, poked fun at himself. That's well done.
He's very self-deprecating. It is well done.
And
Moose, he does. Listen, and he's still on
the
phone.
He is a super fan.
He is a super fan, and
he's
a loyal guy. He really is. He's a very...
You got the SNY reference in there. Love that.
He did. He knows all everyone's antics here on the show. He knows what we all do. He supports.
And I love you all.
Yes.
Every one of you.
And we love you too, Speakerphone Jones. Even if you do the job and you're not put in this thing, you're
I'll be back on Monday doing the job again.
See, he's back. See what that means, Moose. Even if he doesn't get picked, he's still going to support our programming.
Hashtag
we over. Well, but I mean, that's the undying love, Speakerphone. I mean, that's a hell of a job. You're right there, man. You got a shot.
He is there.
You got a shot.
And
I look forward to it.
And you know what? That video you posted the other day was very emotional. I mean, there was a lot of emotion in that. Yeah.
I got Moose saying that I look like I'm beaten down by life. Meanwhile, I've never seen the whites of the guy's eyes. He knows what it's like to work all day, every day.
Well, Moose is not the only guy who works hard. Let's be honest. Please stop. Nah, come on. I work harder than everybody around. Let's be honest.
Are you running the game?
Oh, well, I am running the game.
Let's not compare work schedules.
Well, he just started putting you over. He's saying how much Moose works.
Then you should just be like, you're right. My partner does work.
Why is it that I'm a bum. I sit around
no one
eating
says
bonbons
that.
At home
no
when I'm not here.
No one's no. saying that. Taz, you work equally as hard.
Well, we all work hard.
We all,
and Speakerphone Jones working hard to be in this league.
That's a great job.
This is the only thing I've ever asked of the show. I've never asked anything as much as a like, a retweet, a follow, nothing, but I want in this.
Well, let me quiz you for a second. If you're such a super fan, what's the phone number here? Go.
856. I have it saved in my phone.
Okay, so that's hold on. No. Nice try. No. Okay, nice try.
Yep.
But
nice try.
Kicking the balls.
Right. Oh, yep. Yambag. Kicking the ass. See right there, Moose?
I would go into my contacts and look it up.
No, it's too late.
855-212-4 CBS.
Or 4227. And right. See, the thing is, listen, Mr. Superfan, Speakerphone Jones, I know you. I love you. But I had to cut you down or test you. You know how I am, sir.
I'm used to it. I get cut down every time, and I'll be back for more, buddy.
See?
All right.
All right.
Good job, Speakerphone.
Nice try, buddy. You never know. Maybe we'll let you in. Maybe Moose can convince me. We have to agree, Moose and I.
Yeah, we have to agree. We have not.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, you got it.
Don't be disappointed,
Thank
Moose.
Speakerphone.
Have a good
weekend.
If you
don't get in, you know we love you.
Have a good weekend.
It's all good. Hashtag
okay.
We over.
All right, let's head down, of course. Hashtag
you
we
see what
over.
Just happened right there? You saw what I did to him, right? I had to do it, Moose. I'm going to test you. We're going to test you here on the show.
Yeah, and he failed that test. But the buildup was impressive.
Really was.
He did a nice job. Let's head down to Texas.
Oh, let's talk.
It's Caleb.
Yeah, I'm listening to 98.1 FM. Caleb, what's going on, man?
Nothing much. It's 6:30. I'm pretty tired, but glad to be listening in.
Thank you, buddy. Okay, how can we help you?
Oh, wait, hang on.
Okay, this is not going well.
What is...
Take your time. I'm just doing a live radio show, bro.
Is he getting his guitar?
I don't know. What is... You're getting a... Hopefully, it's a harmonica. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Is he doing something?
Hello?
Caleb, going once.
He doesn't have video either.
Going twice. Caleb, you're about to lose here.
Oh, sorry about that.
Don't ever do that again, sir. That was not right.
Well, what happened there?
I thought that I had early morning workouts. Turns out I did not, and my coach came and talked to me about that. So,
oh no, what are you playing?
I am actually running in cross country.
Oh, nice. Okay,
so you're a college student.
No, high school. I'm a junior.
No problem.
Junior in high school. So why would you want to be a part of the Taz and the Moose Fantasy Football League, Caleb?
Well, because I thought that I was going to be joining my friends. Turns out they already had their draft, so I kind of missed that.
Whoa, watch that. So wait a minute. So hold on a second. Let me ask you a question. So basically what that sounds like to me is we're a contingency plan? We're second place.
Well, no. I mean, it's just like I've been listening to y'all for, I think, a little bit over a year now. It's just, you know, I mean.
All right.
This sounds like
a fun league.
Fun shot and a pretty fun, pretty fun thing to do.
Yeah.
Well, but what if your friends, what if you're able to get in with your friends? Would you have tried to get in ours?
I mean, nope. I know there's a good shot that I probably won't get into this one because there's such high competition, but I mean, might as well take a shot, you know?
Well, we appreciate
good.
That.
17 years old, cross country, high school,
we appreciate that.
Life's right in front of you, and you're taking a shot. Good for you, Caleb.
Appreciate the call, Caleb.
What you call living.
Yeah, that's, yeah. I mean,
that is. You only live once.
Good job, Caleb. Thanks for calling.
You got to put your name in that ring in order to maybe you'll get picked.
He didn't even know if he had practice. How does that happen? How did he not know you had practice?
But he found out. He's 17, Taz.
Dude, my son was 17 in high school.
He's a
machine.
I understand. Everyone's a little bit different.
I hate to be like that, but he was.
Not everyone's the Terminator, Taz. All right? All right. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4CBS. All right. He's 17 years old. Give the kid a break. All right. He's called up. He's nervous.
I'm a little bit of a hottest.
Hottest. You know, give him a break.
No, I get it.
He's up there. He's up at 6:30 in the morning out in Texas listening to Taz of the Moose. He's been locked in for the last year.
And I'm yelling
at him. We love you, Caleb. Thank you.
And people will call a lot of you call the show. We're going to get to you on the other side of the break.
I'm sorry my partner ripped you for not knowing your practice schedule.
Well, because my son, that never would have happened. I
understand that, Taz. I get it.
I'm sorry.
We went down that road.
Right,
I understand.
My bad.
I understand.
My bad.
Give the kid a break. Cut him a little bit of slack.
You're right. I got to.
How many times do we have conversations where I'm ripping a guy? You're like, he's a young kid.
I know. You're right.
Now the roles are reversed on this Friday. Happy Labor Day weekend, everybody.
You got to know practice, bro. You got to know
college picks. We're going to hand out some winners.
And we still have people calling them.
We'll get to your calls as well. It's Taz. Yes. It's Moose. It's CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, time right now to ask the pros, where you, the listener, get to ask us a question brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to CBSSportsRadio.com/askthepros. Submit your question. Be listening later on the show. We might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Can guarantee low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every single day. So, Caleb from Texas, we hear you. Speakerphone Jones. From Houston, we hear you as well. To the busy phones, last-ditch effort to get yourself in the Taz of the Moose Fantasy Football League. Go.
Yes. Let's go out to Sacramento and talk to Eli, listening on the CBS Sports app. Eli, you're on with Taz of the Moose. What's up?
What's up, guys? You know, I'm here in Sacramento. I listen every day. I try to.
Love it.
Last year, I tried to get on the league. I didn't get in, but I wasn't mad. I also tried to help Moose's situation with the night school class.
That's true.
And suggested that he turn his night school class into a war room.
That is true.
I remember you, Eli.
I remember that, Eli.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting turn of events.
Wow. All right. Now, Eli, what fan are you? Who are you a fan of in Sacramento?
What team do you root for?
Do you root for a team or no?
Yeah, I root for the Kings.
Oh, you root for the Kings? I mean, a football team.
Oh, Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, you're a Cowboy.
Why not the Niners? I mean, or the Raiders? You're up there in Northern California area. Well, not really Northern.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Well, I grew up in L.A.
Okay.
And the first team that my father took me to see was the Rams, but they played the Cowboys. Cowboys killed the Rams, so growing up, I always liked the team with the star on the helmet.
What's your favorite part of Taz and the Moose?
Well, you know what? Gone fishing, I really enjoyed. One versus one is cool.
Oh,
1v1. Gone fishing. Mikey B, please turn your microphone on. Mikey B's got this perplexed look on his face.
Oh, not gone fishing, camping.
Going camping.
Sorry.
All right. There you go. All right. Thank you.
Well,
but I'll give him a little bit more of a pass than I would speakerphone. No, not
well,
knowing the number.
What's the phone number here, Eli?
855-212-4CBS.
There you go. Ding. Can I get a ding?
Yeah, but the
can
thing
I get
is,
an amen? Can I get an amen?
The thing is, though,
praise the Lord.
Let us get it. The thing is, though, like it's a little bit like you were a little bit. The gone fishing thing has me a little.
I'm a little nervous.
He's a little nervous.
Plus, it's a 4:45 in the morning. I mean, let's give him a little bit of a pass. You know, it is. It's in the middle of the night.
All right.
And he's locked in out of Sacramento, California. Plus, he tried to get in last year.
Yeah.
He mentioned, he remembers last year I had an issue with the draft, and he said turn the class into a war room.
Which is a great idea.
I mean, that's pretty impressive from Eli out there in Sacktown.
Well, Eli, we'll see what happens.
You know
what
Eli, I mean? Well, good job, brother.
Thanks. Appreciate the kind words, and I hope I get in.
You got it.
Good luck to you. All right, Eli, thanks for the call. Let's go out to Ohio and talk to Dave. Listen on 93.1 FM. Dave, what's going on?
Hey, what's happening, Taz Moose? What's going on, bro?
What's up, Dave?
What's up, kid?
Hey, so check it out. So I am a super champion of fantasy football, okay? But I'm not calling in for me. Dude, if you all don't give Speakerphone Jones an opportunity at this, you guys are un-American. I'm just saying.
Wow.
Why?
Wow.
So why would we be un-American if Speakerphone's not part of it, Dave?
Oh, because, well, fantasy football is considered an American sport, per se. Yep, okay? And correct. That man just laid it all out on the line.
So that's... you're saying his passion was there.
Oh, his passion is definitely there.
Are you friends with... Do you know Speakerphone, like, personally?
No, I don't even know where he lives.
Houston.
Speakerphone Jones. I'm just listening to it on the way to work.
All right, so you're saying that guy showed a lot of passion. I like the fact that you, Dave, a caller, you're calling in, and you're going to bat for another caller to get in the Fantasy Football League, but you're not looking to get in yourself. I respect that right out of you. I do respect that out of you.
They do, but what do you get out of it, Dave? No. There's nothing you get out of this?
No, if y'all want to let me in, I'm in. I'm just saying I'm willing to step aside and let this true, passionate fan of the Taz and Moose get in there.
Dave, you listen every day.
Oh, I listen every day. Yeah, every morning I drive to work.
Okay, now you said you are a fantasy football super champion. What's that?
Well, yeah, I've been doing fantasy football since 98.
Mm. Oh, wow. You've been locked in 21 years.
Oh, yeah. And I actually retired, per se, from fantasy football about 6 years ago.
You retired as champion? Did you go out on top?
Went on top.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you.
Of course, he's smart.
Oh, I got all kinds of trophies, money, you name it.
Really? You're over like Rover. I got you.
Yeah.
You might be too good for our league. You might be too hot. You might be too overqualified, like, for our league. Well,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, damn.
That's why you got to let the passionate guy in.
Right. Dave, that's a nice line right there.
Yeah, the one league.
What's that, bro?
The one league I used to get into, it was like $150 just to get in.
I knew a guy that got in a league that was, no lie. I've named the guy on the show before, Moose.
Pete Cass.
No, different guy. I don't want to say his name.
Your brother-in-law.
$5,000 to get in.
Your brother-in-law.
No. Yeah, in Vegas. Yeah, no, they all go to Vegas, and it's like hundreds of guys. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, dude. Yeah, heavy duty.
I ain't that hard.
Vegas. Dude, I know. Heavy duty. Dave, we appreciate the call.
Dave, thank you for the call.
And he's like Drew Rosenhaus for Speakerphone Jones. That was nice for him to do that, though.
The agent or Robbie Rosenhaus?
No, the agent, not
Dave,
Robbie.
Dave to speakerphone is like Robbie to you. No truer words will be said on Taz and the Moose this morning. Dave to speakerphone is like Robbie Rosenhaus to Taz.
I can't. The agent's name's got the same name as Robbie.
Because
right?
Robbie has no issue building himself up. But he'll also build himself up and say, you're right, I am overqualified for the league. That's why I don't want to be part of it.
I'm surprised that Robbie hasn't tried to get in the league. Let's go up to Vermont.
He's busy. He's working right now.
Beautiful part of the country, Vermont. I love Vermont.
Let's go to Vermont.
Up to Chris. Listen on 1240 AM. Chris, what's up?
Hey, so I want to join the league just to whoop y'all butts.
Oh,
just to quote Rampage Jackson, I want to whoop y'all butts.
All okay. Right. So that's your pitch.
Now
you said one line. It's a one liner.
All right. How long have you been listening to the show up there in Vermont, Chris?
Since you guys started. Before that, it was Gio and Jones, and he used to do those voices and stuff. It was awesome.
Yeah, Gio's a funny guy.
Yeah, funny guy. All right. So you've been listening. So you've been listening since we started. You're locked in every day. You download the podcast every day.
No, I don't download the podcast, but I listen on the way to work.
The way to work. Okay.
Nice. And we're on AM 1240. That's awesome, Chris.
Yeah.
So,
out of Montpelier, Vermont. It's the capital. Hey, you know what? When I travel for work and whatever, everybody says, where are you from? I say, Vermont. You know what they ask me?
What?
What state's that in?
Oh, come on, bro.
What's going on with our school system?
That's ridiculous.
What is going on with our school system?
You're right, Chris. Well, we got it under advisement. Maybe you want to just whoop some butt to get in our league. And thank you for the call. We appreciate it, Chris.
What state is Chris Vermont in?
Vermont is a state. Yeah, no. What's the capital?
I don't know.
Burlington. I'm pretty sure that our USA state capital team is checking right now.
I think you're right about that.
I think I might be right.
And I was saying it in jest. By the way,
and you were joking. I know.
Some people didn't pick it. I was being sarcastic to Faster.
I was wrong.
In a half hour.
Hold on a second. I was wrong.
Okay.
What was it, Mike?
Montpelier.
Oh, that's Montreal's. That's French. I'm talking about Vermont, in the United States. Okay. What were you saying?
Okay.
Moose.
I'm sorry.
No, you were saying about John Fess.
Right. Couldn't sense the sarcasm. So.
Yeah, he doesn't.
We appreciate everyone chiming in. We are about 15 minutes away from the announcement. We announced the five finalists. We gave you a chance on the phones. Last ditch effort to get yourself into the Taz and the Moose Fantasy Football League.
Can they still call us?
And now it is up to us. No.
No more calls.
No more calls.
Okay. Don't call the show at 855.
No. No more calls about the Fantasy Football League. We'll be happy to take your calls.
All right.
Not trying to get in the Fantasy Football League. We got the three. And the big announcement next. Taz, Moose, CBS Sports Radio.